Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. Good morning to all. In Exodus 20, verses 1 through 3, it says this, "And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Again, you shall have no other gods before me." This is obviously the first of the Ten Commandments given to Moses by God on Mount Sinai thousands of years ago. Now, many consider this commandment as archaic. Some look at this commandment as outdated. Some make the argument that this commandment is unnecessary, claiming that we, in the modern world, certainly don't have any other gods. But is that true? First of all, what is a god anyway? One definition of a god is this, something that someone worships and that has power over you. Something that is worshiped and has power over you. Let me ask you a few questions. Are there things that are worshiped today? Are there things that have power over people? What about money? Is money worshiped? Is money powerful? Think about the entertainment industry. Are entertainers worshipped by some people? What about addictions? Addictions can be extremely powerful. You can be addicted to many things, alcohol, drugs, pornography. And make no mistake, there is a degree of worship to the thing that you are addicted to. There are other things you can become addicted to. Prestige. You can become a workaholic. You can become addicted to sports. All of these addictions will yield power over you. All of these things can become gods. All of these things can become objects of worship. But brethren, at the end of the day, there is still only one true God, and that is God the Father. Jesus said it best in Matthew 22. He said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." Let us pray. Father God, inspire us to examine ourselves. Help us to keep you paramount in all that we think and all that we do. It is in Jesus' name we do pray.
Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page, where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.